Well, hey there, Gwinnett Church. Thank you for joining us. My name is Reed, and if you're just tuning in, we are in part two of our series that we're calling What's Next? And it's a question that a lot of us are asking in this season. I know myself, as the new lead pastor, I've been asking this question, what's next for Gwinnett Church? And a lot of you have been asking me this question, what's next for the church? A lot of you are asking this question professionally. You're asking it personally. You're asking it as parents. You're asking it as people in the United States. You're asking this question, what's next for our church, our country, my life? What's the new year have in store? And even if you're not asking this question right now, we still think this is an important series, because here's what I know is that at some point, you're going to have to wrestle down this question, and you will find yourself on the other side of a what's next. And so if you didn't tune in for week one, you can go back and watch that. But just to catch everyone up to speed, our series, What's Next? What we said last week is what we're not going to do is attempt to answer for you what the future is going to hold, because I don't know that. I don't know or control the future. Surprise, surprise, right? But what we are going to do is we're going to address where do we find courage and what do we do now in order to face whatever's next. So whatever next you're facing, I don't know what that is, but what we're talking about in this series is where do we find courage and what do we do right now to prepare us to step into whatever is next. And so that's what we're doing in order to guide us in this conversation. We've been taking a look at the life of this guy named Joshua. Joshua was someone that was an Old Testament leader. He was an Israelite leader. He was the second in command to a guy named Moses. He was the Robin to his Batman. He was the Scottie Pippen to his Michael Jordan. He was the Dwight Schrute to his Michael Scott. You know, like, that's who Joshua was. And where we pick up, though, in his story, Moses, who many of us have heard about, Moses has passed away, and now Joshua is being tapped to lead the Israelite people into a new, exciting, intimidating, unknown next. And he finds himself wrestling with this question, what's next? And what we covered last week is that God gives Joshua a pep talk as he's about to take his next step. And so he gives him this pep talk. And the thing that he wants Joshua to know is, Joshua, you're going to need to have courage. Joshua, I want you to have courage. Be strong and courageous, because I think God knows this about every single one of us, that next steps are scary. And we're going to need courage oftentimes to step into whatever is the next thing in front of us, whatever that new season is. And so he encourages him and he says, Joshua, take courage, take courage, take courage. And then we asked ourselves the question, well, where do we get that courage from, though? I know I need it. Where do I get it? And what we learned last week from God's pep talk with Joshua is that courage isn't knowing or controlling what will happen, but it's actually knowing who's going to be with you. We said last week, he said that often the future is unknown and there are variables that are beyond our ability to control. And so courage is not going to be found in knowing or controlling what's next, but rather courage is going to be found in knowing who's going with you. The one thing you can be sure of in every season is who's going with you. You may not be sure what the next season holds. You may not be able to control all the variables at play, but you can be confident in knowing who's going with you. And the one who has promised to go with you is your Heavenly Father, the creator and sustainer of all things, the person who loves you and has created you on purpose, with purpose. He has promised to go with you. And it doesn't mean that things won't be difficult and challenging, but it does mean that you don't have to be discouraged or dismayed. And so that's what we've covered so far. And we're going to pick up today back in the story of Joshua. And we're going to cover the second part of what we said this series is about. We've learned where to find courage. And now today we're going to learn from Joshua what to do now in order to be ready for next. And so we're going to pick up after the pep talk in Joshua chapter 1. We're going to be starting in verse 10. And this is what Joshua does next. It says this. It says, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people to go through the camp and to tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. So here's the scene. Joshua has gotten his pep talk, his encouragement. He's established where he's going to find courage. And now all the people, they are camped out on the side of this riverbank. They know on the other side of that is the promised land, but none of them have ever been there. They've actually been wandering around for 40 years waiting to be able to go there. And now they're on the edge of it. Joshua's gotten his pep talk. He knows that they're going to step. And so on the other side of there is the new, intimidating, exciting, all those things next. And so what Joshua does is he sends leaders out into the camp. He sends leaders out amongst the people to tell them, hey, it's time to get ready. It's time to get packed. You need to pack up because in 3 days from now, we're going to take a step and I don't want anyone to get left behind. I don't want anyone to forget something that was really important to them. I want us to walk in as prepared as we possibly can be for this new and unknown next. So I want you to get ready, right? We need to, if we're going to get prepared for a new and unknown next, I think the thing that we can learn from Joshua is that we need to get ready. Have you ever missed out on something because you weren't ready? Like you weren't ready for it? You know, the comedian, he wasn't ready, right? Like has that ever happened to you before? Maybe it was you missed that meeting because you forgot to set your alarm. You missed the phone call or the appointment because you didn't set a reminder or you didn't put it on your calendar or the person who does your calendar didn't put it or it all of a sudden, like you put the wrong time and so you missed the meeting or you missed the phone call or you missed the appointment. Or you missed the class party or whatever it is because you weren't prepared. Maybe it was you went on a vacation and you forgot to pack something that was essential for the vacation. So maybe you got there and everybody's getting ready to jump in the pool and you realize you didn't bring your bathing suit and now you're sitting on the sideline while everyone else is enjoying a nice swim. I remember for me, a moment that I'll never forget where I totally missed out because I wasn't ready was, for me, it was in high school and it was my senior year of high school. And there are these classes that you can take called AP classes. And these AP classes, the benefit of taking them is that you can take a test at the end if you do well, and that test gives you college credit. So you don't have to take that class in college, which is like awesome. I can start like ahead of the game. And so I took AP statistics, not calculus. I'm a pastor, not an engineer. And so I decided, I'm going to take this statistics class and I've taken it all year and I got the grades to be able to take the test. And I remember the night before my mom was hounding me about, do you have your little, like, you have enough pencils and lead for your little clicky pencils? And do you have your backpack? And she's doing the thing that moms do. And I'm doing the thing that 17-year-old boys do, which is like, leave me alone. Like, I'm fine. I got it. Just let me play my video games. And so I was like being sassy as 17-year-olds. All the parents of teenagers were like, yes, I know this. And so my mom's trying to make sure I got everything ready, but I think nobody can tell me anything, right? And so my mom's trying to help me get ready, but I didn't want to hear it. And I got up the next morning and I'm running a little bit behind. I get in my car, I drive over to the Gwinnett Arena where the test is being taken and being administered. And I get out of my car and I see some of my friends and we're all walking up and we're, you know, we're just talking about the test and the day. And as we get there toward the line, everybody starts to get their wallets out with their IDs. And I do the double tap and realize I don't have my wallet. It was sitting there in my room. I freaked out. I ran back to my car, hoping that maybe it was somehow left in my car. It was not. It was still sitting exactly where I had left it in my room. And I get to the front and I tried to do the thing where you like schmooze your way because you're 17 and you think you're cute and you can get away with everything. And so I tried to convince them to let me take the test. And they said, absolutely not. You don't have your ID. And so I was not able to take the test and I missed out on the chance to get the college credit. I had sat in this class for a year and I showed up and I missed out because I wasn't ready. And so Joshua is getting the people ready, because he's like, hey, look, there is a new, exciting, intimidating, unknown next that we're going to step into. And I don't want us to miss whatever God's got in store. I don't want us to miss whatever God's got in mind. I don't want to miss what the next season holds. I don't want to miss the growth that can happen. I don't want to miss the opportunity. I don't want to miss whatever God's got in mind for this next season. And so I'm going to need y'all to get ready. And something that we learn, you guys, from this idea of preparation, what we learn is this, that expectation for next, pay attention to this, expectation for next should always lead to preparation now. You see, something that we learn from Joshua's life, and it's something that you know in your own life, you understand this in your own life, but maybe you've never put it to words, is that the expectation for a new or a next step or a new season, it should always lead to preparation in the now, right? And you know this if you've ever, you know, it's the holiday season right now, and you know this if you've ever had company coming over, and you know, like you're gonna have family come over for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for Christmas parties, you're gonna have coworkers come over or neighbors or something like that. If you're having people over, you know that the expectation of company leads to preparation in your house, right? Like if you're anything like me at my house, like my wife just starts to say, all right, you gotta clean this, we gotta clean this, we gotta put these things away. My kids are running around, they're finding toys that they had forgotten that they had because they're hidden under the couch, and you're getting the house ready, and we're cleaning things, and I'm scrubbing baseboards. I don't even know what a baseboard is until the moment where we're gonna have guests, and now all of a sudden I'm cleaning baseboards or whatever it is at our house. The expectation of the guests leads to preparation in our home, right? So we understand this. Or I got a friend, and she's about to go compete in an Ironman. She's going to participate in an Ironman, and she has no idea what it's going to be like. She's never done one before, but the expectation of it has led her to some preparation. She went and bought a bike. She's now got a membership to a place that's got a pool, so she can start swimming and running, and she's getting her life ready because the expectation of what she's about to go through is leading to some preparation. For some of you, it's, you know, you've had the expectation of a new job, and so you've prepared by getting your resume together, and you got the fresh cut, and you got the new clothes, and you got shirts with collars on them now. And so that expectation has led to some preparation. Some of you this year are expecting a child, and it's led to some preparation in your life and in your house. And all of a sudden, you're getting a nursery ready, and you're buying all those things, and you're reading the books, and you got the app that tells you when your baby's the size of an avocado. And so you're doing all of that, and you're just getting things ready, right? The expectation should always lead to preparation in our lives. And this is what Joshua is getting the people ready for. He says, I need you to start packing, because expectation for next leads to preparation in the now. And that was Joshua's preparation. It was packing. Joshua said, all right, we got to get everything ready to go. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what is our preparation, right? If expectation for next leads to preparation in the now, then what is our preparation? If Joshua's preparation to step into the next season was to get everybody packed up, what is our preparation? Now, some of you are going to have some specific preparations that you need to make because you've got a little bit more of an idea of what's next for you. And so you know you're stepping into a new career. And so you've got an idea of some preparations you need to make. You know that there is an impending move that's about to happen. And so you know about some preparations. But what I want to talk about right now is, in general, some ways that we can prepare. I want to talk about how we can get ready for a new and unknown next. No matter what your new or unknown next is, I want to talk about how we can do that. I want to talk about some things that we can do, three things in particular that we can do to get ready, to get ourselves ready to be and do all that the next season requires us to be and do. So three things that I think we can do to prepare us for a new and unknown next. The first thing that I think that we've got to do if we're going to get ready now for next is to start. And when I say start, here's what I'm talking about. For some of us, there are some things that we need to start, some habits that we need to start, some positive, healthy behaviors that we need to start right now that are going to get us ready for next, right? There are some things that we need to begin doing now so that when we get into next, we're a better version of ourselves. And so the idea might be for some of us that like we need to start going to bed a little earlier. We want to step into a new job. We want to step into a new season. We want to step into adulthood. We want to step into like married life, whatever it is. We need to start going to bed earlier. For some of us, we need to start getting up a little bit earlier. For some of us, we want to be more disciplined in the next season, and so we just need to get up 15 minutes earlier. For some of us, we need to start eating better. We need to start an exercise routine. For some of us, we need to start counseling, because the last season has taken a toll on us, and we need to process that with somebody else. And so just to get healthy, we need to start counseling in the now so that in the next we've got the tools to be able to deal with our emotions. For some of us, that's what we need to start. For some of us, we want to be better prepared spiritually. And so what we need to do is we need to commit to start going to the Bible before Instagram in the morning. For some of us, we need to start just giving God a little bit of time in our day, whether it's in the morning or the evening before you go to bed, and so that we're prepared and so that we're more close and connected to our Heavenly Father in the next season than we were in the last season. The question that I think we want to ask around this is, based on who I want to be and what I want to do next, what do I need to start? Based on who I want to be and what I want to do in the next season, based on who I want to be and what's going to be required of me in the next season, what do I need to start? What are the things that I need to start doing right now that are going to help prepare me for next? And I think that that's a good question for us to start wrestling with, and then we need to start some of those things. Now, on the flip side, right, not only do we need to start some positive habits, not only do we need to establish some positive, healthy things in our life now in order to prepare us for next, on the flip side of that, we also need to stop. For some of us, like, there are some things that if we want to be the best version of ourselves, or at least a better version of ourselves in the next season or facing whatever's next, it's not just that we need to start some healthy habits, it's that we need to stop some unhealthy things. We need to stop some immature things. We need to stop doing some things that have been holding us back or tripping us up or are going to cause us to stumble in the next season. We need to stop doing some of those things now so that we're not repeating mistakes and behaviors and attitudes in the new. You see, we don't want the new season to look like the last season. And if that's going to happen, then we need to stop doing some things. And so for some of us, we need to stop binging on Netflix every single weekend and every single evening. We need to stop staying up so late. For some of us, we need to stop running to substances. Specifically, a lot of us, we need to stop running to alcohol to cope. For some of us, we just need to stop alcohol altogether because it's been taking a toll on us and our relationships. And it's not that alcohol is bad, it's that our dependence on it has become unhealthy. For some of us, we need to stop looking at things on our phone that we've got no business looking at. For some of us, we need to stop. Let me just be specific. For some of us, we need to stop looking at pornography because it's either going to hurt the new relationship or the next relationship or the current relationship. And if you want the new relationship or the current relationship to be the best that it can be, then you need to stop looking at those things on your phone or on your tablet or on your computer. And we need to stop with all that. For some of us, we need to just stop the negative talk. For some of us, we need to stop consuming so much news and social media because it is eating away at our peace, and it is eating away at our hope, and we have become bitter and pessimistic and angry, and we just need to stop for a season consuming so much. I'm not saying you need to be uninformed. I'm just saying you don't need to be that informed. And so we need to stop consuming it all the time. For some of you, that's what you need to do. For some of you, it's time to grow up, and you just need to stop playing video games, and you need to get a job. Uh-oh. And so some of us, that's what we need to do. We need to stop and we need to put away some of the childish things so that we can become the adult that we need to be. For some of us, that's what we need to do. I don't know what it is for you, but the question that I think we need to ask ourselves, if we're going to make our lives ready for whatever God's got next, if we're going to make sure that we're as prepared as we can be to receive whatever God's got in store, then not only do we need to start some healthy habits, but we need to stop some negative habits. And so the question we need to ask ourselves is, hey, based on who I want to be, and based on what I want to do, and based on what the next season is going to require, what do I need to stop? What do I need to stop right now that's going to hold me back in the next season? And we need to ask ourselves that question. We need to be honest with ourselves, and we need to wrestle it down, and then we need to have the courage to stop doing that thing. Now, those are habits. Those are lifestyle changes that we need to make, starts and stops, and those are important. It's important to examine your habits because what you consistently do affects who you eventually become, and so it's important to examine your habits, but there's one more thing that we need to examine if we're going to be the best version of ourselves in the next season. It's not just our habits that we need to examine, it's also our hearts. It's also our hearts because, and you guys know this, you can have everything ready externally. You can have all the things ready on the outside, but if internally you're still a mess, if internally you're still holding on to stuff, if internally you're still holding on to bitterness or fear or anger or unforgiveness or hate or guilt or shame, then you're not going to be ready to be all that you can be in the next season. And so we can't just examine our habits. We've also got to examine our hearts. It's actually something that Joshua leads the people to do. After he tells them that they need to pack up and they need to get everything ready, he then tells them the night before they're going to step into the promised land, he tells them this. He tells them another thing that they need to get ready. This is in Joshua chapter 3, starting in verse 5. He says, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Joshua tells the people, hey, not only do you need to get ready by packing, not only do you need to stop doing some things and start doing some things, but he says you also need to examine your heart. That word consecrate, right? It's just a religious or spiritual term for getting your head and your heart ready. That's what it is. And it usually involves prayer and confession and repentance and surrendering some things over to God and allowing him, inviting him to get involved so that you can step into the next season, the next thing, the new thing. You can step in with a clean slate, a clear conscience, and just a fresh perspective. So that's this idea of consecration. And so Joshua says to the people, hey, not only do you need to get your stuff together, he says you need to get your heart right as well if you're going to be fully prepared for whatever God's got next. And I think the same is true for us. Not only do we need to start doing some healthy things, not only do we need to stop doing some unhealthy things, but the third thing that I think we need to do is that we need to surrender. And when I say surrender, I mean like we need to examine what are the things internally that I need to let go of so that I don't bring them with me into the next season. So for some of you, you're financially ready for the next season, but you've still got some unforgiveness in your heart and it's caused some bitterness. And so even though you're financially and maybe career-wise, you're ready for a new and next, internally, there are some things that you need to surrender to God in order to step in and be the best version of yourself that you can be. Some of you, career-wise, you're ready for next. Skill-wise, talent-wise, you're ready for next, but you've still got some pride on the inside that is affecting all of your relationships. And so you can get there and have all the skills, but your heart's not right. And so you're going to bring some of the same problems that you had in the last season into the next season if you don't surrender that pride over to God, right? For some of us, we've got some guilt or some shame that we've got from the last season that if we don't surrender that over to God, we're going to carry it into the next season. And then what's going to happen is that we're going to see the same problems repeated. We're going to see the same things arise. We're going to face the same struggles in the next that we faced in the last. And you guys, we don't want that for you. And your Heavenly Father doesn't want that for you. for you to have to carry the problems of the last into the next. And so one of the ways that we deal with that is by surrendering some of those things, that fear, that doubt, that anger, that unforgiveness, that bitterness, that guilt, all of that stuff, that shame, that sin, whatever that is, by surrendering that to God, we begin to prepare ourselves. And I recognize that that's not a one-time thing. Surrender is a daily thing, and it's something that we participate while we step into next, but it's something that we can start doing right now so that whatever God's got next, we're walking in with a healthier version of ourselves and a cleaner heart and a clearer mind than we did in the last season. So, what do we do now to get ready for next? Well, we start, we stop, and we surrender. We start doing some things that are healthy, that are going to get us ready. We start some behaviors and some patterns that are going to set us up for success. We stop doing some of the things that have been holding us back. We stop doing some of the things that have been tripping us up. We stop doing some of the things that, while they might have been okay for the last season, they simply will not do for the next season. We stop doing those things, and then we surrender. And we let go of some of the things we've been holding on to in our hearts that have been holding us back from making progress as human beings. And so we let go of some of these things and we surrender them to God in prayer, in confession, in repentance, and we let those things go so that we can step in to the next season with clear heads, with clear hearts, and with a fresh perspective so that we can be and do all that the next season requires us to be and do, and so that we can receive all that God's got in mind for us. So I don't know what the next season holds for you. I don't even know what the next season holds for us as Gwinnett Church, but here's what I do know, and I'm convinced of this because this is even what we see in the story of Joshua. I'm convinced that of all of us will individually prepare. If we will all individually get ready, then collectively, we as Gwinnett Church, we will be prepared for whatever God's got in store. And I'm confident of this, that we will see God do amazing things among us as we step into what's next. Now, we've created a resource to be able to help all of us to process some of this stuff, because I realize that the start, stop, surrender is going to be something that you need to process, and it's going to be something that you need to think through for yourself, because you know your habits better than I do. I'm just trying to give you the tools that you need in order to examine yourself and to get yourself ready. And so we've created a resource. It's a 7-day devotional and it's called What's Next. And the whole idea is helping you know where to find courage and what to do now. And over the course of the 7 days, it's going to ask you to prepare some things. It's going to guide you in how to pray for some things. And it's going to point you to some scripture and some truth to help you to process what you need to start and stop and surrender so that you can be ready for whatever God has next for you, and whatever the year has next for you, and whatever life has next for you. This 7-day devotional is going to help you to get ready. So we'd love it if you would join along with us, that you would be a part of it. I'm going to be doing it. Our staff is going to be doing it. We'd love for you to join on the journey with us to get yourself ready for whatever God's got next for you and for us as Gwinnett Church. So we love you. We're praying for you. I'd love to pray and close us out, and then we'll see you next week online. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you've given us your word to be able to help sharpen us, to make us better, to prepare us for what you've got next. Thank you that you have new, exciting next steps in mind for each and every person that's tuned in right now. And then I just pray that you would help us to do the work on our end to prepare ourselves for whatever it is that you've got in mind. I pray that you would help us to identify clearly what we need to start and stop. And then, Jesus, help us to do the hard work of heart work and to examine the things that we need to surrender to you so that we can step into whatever this next season holds. We can step into it with courage, with confidence, with peace, with hope and humility. Jesus, that's what we ask, and we ask it in your name. Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week online.